tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers.
Let's get ready to ignite the world.
This is the after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and this is the very confident Erica Jane with Party People.
I'm ready to go.
What's more to say? It's good. I mean, Erica, we're giving a good intro to Erica. We saw a little bit of Painkiller tonight in the episode, and this is Party People, and I like to drive to this one, so I was like, put this one on, you know. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and tonight the full panel is here. There's so much to talk about in this episode, we can't waste a second. So let's introduce each other.
All right. Hey, everybody. I just got my headphones turned down. I'm not jamming anymore. I'm so glad to be here. My name is Christy Olson, and you guys can all tweet me your favorite Erica Jane song at Christy Reports.
Hey guys, it's Megan Stecker, and you can tweet me this week. It's all at Megan Stecker. Easy enough.
Fern Ronay here. You can find me on Twitter at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y.
Yes. Okay, there's so much to talk about. Let's start with Yolanda, who we see is has the implants removed, and David is there still commenting about her his boobs.
Oh my God, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Looking a little pudgy. Did you notice he looks a little...
Yeah, he's gonna have to get rid of that if he's gonna land himself another starlet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey, look, if he can keep commenting on his sick wife at the time and how she looks, then hey, you know, then you're fair game, my friend.
Yeah. I felt like we finally saw him say something nice for once. She was trying to be like, oh, you never signed up for this, like, poor you. You know, meanwhile, she's laying there practically dying, having just gone through surgery, and is trying to battle this Lyme disease for her life. And she's like, oh, you poor you, poor you. You know, and then he's like, no, let me be the doctor. And he was actually doing the grossest thing possible and so sweet of him to change her drainage tubes out of her, I guess normally it would be like, oh, my drainage tubes from my implants, but she had it explanted, mm-hmm. So I guess the same thing.
Yeah. Mm.
Everything he says now just is, in light of knowing what we know now, yeah. Seems different. I don't know if I would view it any differently if they weren't getting divorced, but now mm-hmm. Everything he says just seems... There's an ulterior motive there. We know mm-hmm. what he's really feeling.
Do we like David at this point anymore? Is any, like, or are we all kind of, has our taste changed?
I thought he was good.
Yeah, I don't know that he seemed like such a nice guy in the first place, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. this is definitely doing him no favors. And I would like to know, maybe they wrote their own vows, but what vows did they take when
exactly.
they got married that they did not vow to take care of each other in sickness and in health?
Because she said you didn't right. sign up for this.
Up for
yes,
it.
You
yeah.
did!
It's precisely what you signed up for, exactly. and that's why you got married.
Exactly.
Well, you know how these rich folks work with their... what's the thing? The prenups. Probably like a lot of like Sharpie marks
conditions.
Through all the, you know.
Yeah. If oh, you we're need not your implants bow, explanted.
Right. We're not doing right. this bow or that bow. I'm not into the in sickness part.
Yeah. Well, Yolanda missed out on a lot of parties and dinners in this episode, so she's going to have to catch up when she returns. But speaking of dinners, there's a nice message we want to bring across to you. You need to know how to cook, and not only do you feel like you know your way around a kitchen, but cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout constantly. So where do you start? Blue Apron has you covered. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers all fresh ingredients. And you can create a home-cooked meal with these ingredients. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions provided to you. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. That's what I need, less than 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Not overwhelmed. There's no overwhelming trip to the grocery store. Oh, I forgot this. I need to sit more time and give this more time in the oven. No more takeout as well. So no matter your dietary preferences, Blue Apron makes it a breeze for you to discover and prepare dishes. And there's a list of so many examples. They have a lot to offer. So here are a few just to kind of to wet your palate that you can get at a Blue Apron. Chicken and drop biscuit casserole with cremini mushrooms and red pearl onions. Mm. There's one. Now you can make that at home. You can get that at a restaurant.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You can make it yourself and get that much more out of it. Cajun fried catfish and collard greens and mashed sweet potatoes and tartar sauce. And panzanella and blue cheese salad with smashed purple potatoes. So, wow.
Oh, vegetarian options.
Yeah, there's a little bit for everyone there. So it really kind of gives you something really to check out. So cook with ingredients that you've never used before, like watermelon radishes. Didn't know those existed. Ooh. Farro and purple potatoes. And recipes are between 500 and 700 calories per portion. Delicious and good for you, pretty much. It sounds like it to me. Right now, you can get your first two meals for free at blueapron.com/podcast. That's blueapron.com/podcast. And Blue Apron, a better way to cook. So check it out, guys. Check it out. You know, we deliver a lot of content here at AfterBuzz. We cover so much beyond TV at this point. So we appreciate all your support. And, of course, looking at a place like Blue Apron, checking them out is good support for us. You can also leave us comments, give us some good ratings, thumbs up. It's all super helpful to us, and we all really appreciate it because there's a lot of folks here who work hard, long hours, long before and after we do our shows. So we deliver a lot of good content to you, so help us out, support us, and check us out.
Tell our friend. Reward is getting to talk Housewives.
Yes. And you can also continue to support us by following us, too, on our social medias that we give. So, okay. We're going to be having a call come in a minute, and we're going to be getting schooled in what we shall, different things, thoughts and opinions on tonight's episode. But what are our overall thoughts? There was a lot said in this episode. Mm-hmm. Bethany, now, some of us, you guys actually cover the show.
Yes. In New York. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's a piece of work.
Yeah.
I mean, she always has something to say. She's so straightforward. She rapid fire questions. But when people come back at her a little bit, she starts to kiss their ass a little. Like, she was like, you look like, you know, your skin is beautiful after she was bombarding her with questions. It's so Bethany.
I'm not sure what her verbal diarrhea problem is, but it's always there. And I feel like I followed her for so long from New York to her own shows back to New York that I can kind of predict what she's going to say before she says it. So I was like going off before even they met, and I was like, oh yeah, she's going to walk in the door. I said, well, thank God she's breaking the ice by checking this girl out on Instagram and her video, because God knows what would have came out of her mouth if she met her face to face for the first time. Like, aren't you a tall drink of water? Aren't you a living Barbie doll? Well, how big are those big boobs in my face? You know, that kind of stuff. So at least she got out the initial rude comments before Erica got there. But I don't know what Bethany's deal is, but she can't help herself. She can't help herself.
Well, I've had very little viewership of Bethany. I stick to my Cali Housewives.
Yes.
And I've never watched her talk show or anything like that. So I know very little about her, and I kind of just thought, like, who the heck does this lady think that she is? I mean, I know who she is. I know about Skinny Girl and all that.
Yeah.
But to have someone invite them to your home and you're meeting them for the first time, what does she think? Erica cares what she thinks about her video or the way she looks or her marriage or anything else. It was just sort of like, Bethany, no one cares what you think.
Yeah, I mean, her opinion, it doesn't really matter. I mean, she speaks like she's, like, you know, some religious figure at the table letting her well. The production value of this and that. And, I mean, you know, of course, like, in Housewives Land, she's definitely one of the higher up, you know, ladies. But to someone who doesn't watch the show that closely or know of her, it's like, why are they giving this lady so much airtime? It seemed a little bit, like, really, the show seemed a little centered around her to me.
She's usually funnier. Mm-hmm. Like, she is really funny, and she's quick and smart. She's funny, but she wasn't particularly funny in this episode. She was particularly abrasive, abrasive.
she's gonna give it up with the brand, and I need to rebrand you. She has done that and, like, worn it out. She did that on her talk show. She did that again this season on New York. Like, give it up. Great job. You found a brand that works for you.
Exactly.
Keep it to yourself. Like, Bethany, we'll all figure it out on our own. And I think Erica's got to figure it out. Thank you.
Well, I figured out that Bethany's brand is branding.
Right.
Yeah. Tonight's episode.
I think it's more like bitching.
She gives herself too much credit. Like,
she does.
She really does. She came up with a great product. She found a need in the market. It filled it, and she's been very successful. But she's not a marketing expert in every industry. You don't know anything about music videos, so shut up.
Yeah. Well, before we get to Bethany, let's talk about the dinner that they had at the top of the episode at Hotel Capri, the center of drama. And, of course, Eileen was kind of facing the firing squad about her marriage once again, which really is not really anything to, like, at this point, why are we still talking about this? We saw the flashback where Brandy brought it up previously. Like, why is this coming up? And to, in my opinion, Lisa Vanderpump was so rude and crude and just really prodding for information, but she says she just wants to get to know Eileen better. That's her defense. I don't know. What did we think of this scene? I think we're all going to share a similar opinion here.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I mean, it may have been inappropriate questioning, but it was questions that I wanted the answers to.
I know.
So I was okay with it, although I know that I shouldn't be. Is that okay?
I felt like we were just revisiting the awkward scene, which we saw the flashback of, when Brandy was kind of grilling her about her former marriages. And she wasn't saying, Lisa Vanderpump wasn't asking in a kind way at all, like a questioning friend wanting to get to know you better. So it just was very, I actually wrote down, LVP grills Eileen, and then Eileen said on camera, like, she's grilling me. So it was just not at all a friendly way. She was digging around. Not cool.
As someone who's chronically curious and I can't help myself, yes, and I ask people 9 million questions even when I just meet them, just because I'm so curious and want to know people and know their story, I get it, but for instance, she said, how did the affair start? That's so tactless. Yeah. You can be chronically curious and really want to get to know this person that you're getting to know, but ask the questions kindly and with tact. And you'll get it even further, trust me.
Well, I know. Did Kyle call her out and said, like, you can't just, like, wear a hat and use your accent and think that you're being nice? Like, it's not okay.
Is there any part of us that thinks the inappropriateness of Eileen's affair in the first place warrants, like, some inappropriate questioning? Like, because she was asking about bad behavior, it's okay to do that with bad behavior?
I don't know.
Am I just trying to make excuses for LVP at this point?
Eileen was claiming there was no affair tonight, basically.
That's her story, and she's sticking to it.
Right. She's claiming that she ended her marriage so that she and Vince could start a relationship, right? Is that what she was claiming? I don't buy it. Sorry, Eileen.
No. Nobody's perfect. I'm sure LVP has sinned in other ways. So don't, you know, I don't think that's
I'm not hating on Eileen at all. I just think that sounds a little suspicious.
Agreed.
Just on.
Well, the next day they got together for a quick minute, and we learned that Lisa Rinna has not met Erica at this point. And then they pulled out the phone, and they had different reactions to her video, which I checked out a lot of them. And contrary to what Bethany wants you to believe, some of them have, you know, really good production value. Others, you can see, like, it's like an earlier artist, you know? It's like, if you look at, like, you know, like, the earlier video of an artist, sometimes it's not as, like, glamorous, but the more you get bigger, the bigger budget, whatever, they looked good along the way, so... Of course, I kind of predicted last week there might be some pearl clutching, but everyone seemed to kind of have a reaction to it, except Eileen. Eileen is totally on board with this. Oh, we have a phone call here in the studio.
Who can it be? Hi, I want to talk to the panel for a few minutes.
Hi, Granny.
Hello.
It's June Flory from Coventry, Rhode Island, calling to give us her thoughts on tonight's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Granny.
Hi there.
Hello.
I haven't been able to get you on the computer. I've been trying all evening. I don't know how far along you are.
Not far.
What?
Not far. So we're only about 10 minutes in. So
give it
a take. Right. So.
Well, I had a few things to say about tonight's episode.
All right. Before you begin, just lower your computer or go move into the other room because we can hear the feedback. All right?
Okay. So hope everyone's well there.
Yes,
we're glad to talk to you.
Okay. Well, what I got out of tonight's episode, I think it's going to start to get a little bit steamy with this Erica. I think they're a little bit jealous of her, some of them, especially Lisa Vanderpump and Lisa Rinna. What I found tonight was that Lisa, she really interrogated that Eileen about her marriages. Mm-hmm. And when I finally told her that she felt bad about the way she questioned her, she kind of fluffed it off and said, oh, anybody can ask me anything. Well, that's okay for her, but not to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a point made that Lisa Vanderpump says that you can ask her anything, but she really doesn't disclose that much information. And, Christy, you mentioned that last week, that she really doesn't show much of her personal life. So, I mean, yeah, I thought that was kind of weird, too, to say that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it might be okay for her to have somebody ask her everything, but not everyone is like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that Bethany, I don't think she's a very nice person. She's kind of bitchy.
Yeah!
I never really cared for her in the past. I've seen her in other things, and I never really cared for her.
Yeah.
She is pushy, asking questions to Erica and giving her opinion on her video.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you see any of the clips of that video, and what did you think of it?
Yeah, well, you know, that's her thing. That's what she does. And, you know, as long as her husband doesn't mind and she doesn't mind, I don't see why anybody else should. She's very cool. She holds her own. She's very confident in herself. And I think you're going to see some fireworks. And, of course, Lisa Rinna, she's already starting to be judgmental again about her overreacting. And she looked terrible in the morning after that yoga. When she did the yoga outside on the grass, she came in, she looked awful. Did you notice that, how she looked?
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah, so what else are you thinking, especially with the... Let's talk a little bit about Yolanda. I want to hear your thoughts about her and the scene she had with David and their relationship as we're seeing it play out.
Well, Yolanda now, she had that big operation to remove those implants. Why in the hell did she ever have it done in the first place? I mean, she probably could have saved herself a lot of this trouble. She probably was a very beautiful person, and she didn't really need those implants. So, you know, a lot of things that people bring them on themselves. But her husband seemed very, very devoted to her. And I guess he just about has had it, you know, if they're getting a divorce.
Maybe they reached their breaking point.
Bad, because he seemed very devoted to her and wanted her get better.
Right.
So that's all I have to say. I think there's going to be some drama there between the Lisas with that Erica.
Mm-hmm. Now, one other question. All of us seem to really like Erica as an addition to the show. How do you find her? I know you said she was really cool and the other women might be jealous of her, but what's your overall first impression?
I think she's good. Yeah, I like her. I like her, and I think she's got it all together, and it's going to be a hard thing for them to penetrate her because she's very cool about everything. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't seem, you know, the emotional type. It's going to go into tears over nothing. So I think it's going to be interesting.
All right. Do you guys have any questions for her, or are we good?
No, I think she read the group, and
we're
rocking and rolling.
One by one. Lisa, we covered them all. Yeah. All right. Well,
that little dog, they have to keep taking that dog everywhere with them. The dog seems to care less. Anyway, I think Lisa's going to have a little setback with this Erica. She feels as though she's like the queen of the crowd there, but I think she's going to be taken down a step or two. So it'll be very interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I have to say, but I'm glad I finally got through. I've been fooling around with that computer for a half an hour trying to get through.
Well, if I have good timing and we managed to get you, I'm glad. If you want to hear more of Granny June Flory, you can check her out on Twitter at JuneBug1929. And you can check her out on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. She's in two episodes, the most recent, episode number 16. And there's more. You can check her out talking more about the Housewives on YouTube at Grant's Rants Video Rants June Flory. So type in Grant's Rants Video Rants June Flory. June, or Granny, thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
I'll keep in touch with you guys. I'm a fan of the show, and I watch it every week.
Aww.
Thank you very much.
I'll call you again.
Aww.
All right. Bye,
I'm
Granny.
Bye,
watch
bye Granny. Thank you.
Show.
Thanks.
Good night.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.
Granny.
Oh,
June bug.
She hit the nail right on the head.
She told me, she's like, I have stuff to say. I'm calling in. Like, so I was like, okay. So I just, it was nice to tie it into the other stuff that we did when I saw her over the break. And a lot of people have checked that stuff out. So thank you for the tweets and everything. She loves the feedback. So good.
Good.
All right. That's awesome. Well, I feel like we covered a lot already. There's so much to talk about. But let's talk about the overall experience at Bethany's house. Mm-hmm. Erica shows up. She walks out of that black town car like a diva in a good way, not like, you know, being shady or anything. She looked really good walking in. And the party's on. I mean, she's there and they're getting ready to go to Bethany's. You know, what do you think at this point? What's going on?
I just think she outshines them all so much. It's hard not to be so captivated by her. Like, it's not only that she has the Erica Jane personality. She is, like, in person, the most gorgeous person you've ever seen. She's like a walking Barbie doll. So it's hard not to be, like, captivated by her. And it's so, just like your granny said, like, both Lisas are so jealous. Mm-hmm. They're just like, wow, this woman is like a walking $1 million, you know? And I just think that that's what's happening. Everyone's emotions about, like, am I not as good as her, kind of coming out in all kinds of different ways.
Yeah. Erica's that girl who evokes emotion from other women. And that's what she's doing. And I think that's what we're loving from her. And I feel like there could be a spinoff where she just goes around and meets all the housewives from all different franchises. Yes. Send her to Atlanta and do a couple episodes.
I would love to hear
what Nene thinks. Like, this could just be a spinoff.
She could go shake it up in every city. Yeah. I think they're all threatened by her. She's younger than all of them. She's richer than all of them. She's prettier than all of them. And she's blonder. She has this alter ego. She has her own career going that she loves to do.
And you know what? She's secure in herself.
I wrote down impenetrable because that's what your grandmother said. She's not the type, like, Bethany, I keep wanting to call her Brandy.
Bethany. Wow, some shades there.
Bethany. asked the million questions. She acts so confident, but she is so emotional, as we know from Real Housewives of New York. She could cry on a dime. Mm-hmm. People can get to her, and Erica is not like that. Mm-hmm. And Bethany, if someone like Erica doesn't take it from her, kind of like gets offended a little, you see her being like, you're like Bambi, you have beautiful skin.
She is not as strong as she comes off,
and it's so clear that Erica is.
Did you guys see Erica's next snap, too, when Bethany went in hard? And she's like, yeah, I saw the picture of your fist up your vagina with the two rings. And all of a sudden, Erica was like, done being nice. She was like, what did you say? I was like, oh, it's going down.
What did you think of the Chanel lock necklace? Tacky or classy?
Oh, to die for.
I could never pull it off, but it was so like, she's a living, walking Barbie doll. I've never seen anyone be so much of a living Barbie doll. I was like the most perfect accessory for her.
It works on her perfectly.
And it was multiple Chanel necklaces going on. Like, it wasn't just that.
And I was like, even in the back, she had one going
on. Yes, the chain hanging down.
Put it all covered. We want to know if you're on the Erica Love train like us, or if, you know, what you really think. I mean, we're really getting to see this woman. And if you look at her videos, you really see this woman. So let us know what you think. All right. Well, what else? Bethany, her reaction was like, you know, she called her Bambi and everything. And Erica said, quote, you should be envious. I like that.
Confidence. Mm-hmm. Yep. There were so many good words going on in this dinner. Mm-hmm. Like, Bethany or Lisa Vanderpump says the video is risque. And she goes, thank you. Yep. That's what I was going for.
Uh-huh. She was called a hoe and she said, hookers are fabulous. Uh-huh.
Yes. It was just so many, like, darts coming at her, and she knew how to, like, turn it right back around. What else did I put in
quotes?
That's
why I don't think she's going to... My prediction is I don't think she's going to cause a lot of drama because she doesn't engage.
Right. Mm. It doesn't really even bother her for her to engage.
So I don't think she's going to bring the drama, but I think she's a great character.
Because she makes the rest of them act crazy.
Yeah. Right.
Lisa Rinna's just going to...
Oh, my God. Lisa Rinna's like, did you take your plane? Maybe I'll take a helicopter next time. Like, she's so threatened.
Yeah, right, Rinna. Well, QVC does have a spot for everyone's helicopters to land.
More inside knowledge. I know.
There's a little helipad right next to the warehouse.
Oh. Oh, well, I can't read what the hell am I writing about this. Bethany's advice. Sculpt your message. It should be about female empowerment. Erica's like, blink, it is.
Bethany's full of S-H-I-T. Duh, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Duh.
She doesn't get Erica at all.
No.
No, and Erica would have to brand if she was actually trying to be an artist and actually trying to make money and actually survive in the music industry. She doesn't give a crap about the message or the this or that because she's just having fun.
Right.
Like, even when she called it a job, I was like, girl, come on, it's not a job. You're spending your hubby's right. money making mm-hmm. really cool music videos and really cool music, and you get to go do these fun performances.
Right.
But, like, she doesn't need for the branding to be on point. She doesn't mm-hmm. need for people to get the message. Mm-hmm. The message is that she's Erica and she's rich and she does what she wants, and we're getting that message right. loud and clear.
Well, like, take yes, Miley Cyrus. It's like, you understand her message. All she does is perform and take her clothes off. I get her message. Like, Bethany's full of it. She doesn't get it. Erica's right. She needs to keep her nose in Margaritas and Skinny Girls mm-hmm. where yeah. she knows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She, I mean, she went on to say that the production value is bad.
Which is totally inaccurate.
Yeah. The props, like, down to the bed were cheap and cheesy. The beats in the background were off.
How would she know?
No, and I guarantee you Erica had a bigger budget mm-hmm. for the music and the music video than almost any other artist on any other label of any level of popularity.
Maybe. I mean, if her husband, I mean, I don't know. I was going to say her husband writes the check. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's a little bit of both. But, yeah, it was just messy to me, the whole thing. And, Bethany, who asked for your opinion to begin with? I want to
yes.
know. Tell me. Who asked for your opinion? Who asked to talk? Let's talk about the production value. No one asked you. Relax.
Wait, I'm a Libra, the scale, so I just have to be fair. I think someone did. Didn't someone say?
Get out.
Bernie's so nice, I can't take it.
Wait, didn't somebody say? And then she said, do you want to know what I think? And then Erica was like, yeah.
No, she said, I know you guys want to know what I think. I'm trying to collect my thoughts. She couldn't wait to be like, that was crap. No one asked her.
Okay, so that's what we should do when we want to give our opinion. No one's asking for it. Just say, I know you all want to know what I think.
I know you're all waiting to hear. I just want to think about it for a minute before I say it.
And also, she doesn't know the cardinal rule. If you're going to go in on someone, you got to start with the positive, and then you get into the constructive criticism.
Yes.
They might have cut the one-two yes. punch, girl. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Figure it out, because I'm not. Mm-hmm.
Rebrand yourself.
What did she say? She said,
dude, Flo Rida's in one of those videos. Come on.
Yeah, that gives it cred,
right? Yeah.
She was just cred. Picking on the one video.
Erica yeah. says, I'm not going to tell anyone what to do with their skinny girl shit.
She had so many good reads. Yeah. I screamed when we were watching, is this a library? There's so many good reads going on. Oh, I love this episode.
Although I'm ready to see another Erica interview. She's had that same look in all the interviews so far, right? Yeah. Like, let's roll into a new one. The pink is beautiful, and she looks radiant, but I want to see another Erica Jane look.
Mm-hmm. Right, like, they did so many interviews in that one outfit. Like, I'm ready, like, look, time has passed, next look. We're ready for some other things have happened. Yeah.
Well, what shut it down for me was the final line when she said, it's not as easy as it looks, but anyone can make a margarita.
Snap! She was like, I don't know nothing about margaritas, and I don't know nothing about being skinny. And I was like, yes!
Amen.
She just says it's so real. Like, you can tell she's not doing it for, like, the gif. You know, I feel like something like Phaedra at Atlanta House. I feel like she's always trying to get, like, that, like, that
soundbite. Soundbite, yeah.
Yep, but this girl, she doesn't care. She's not looking for that. She doesn't need it. She's just saying it like she feels it. Good.
You guys knew the Real Housewives app? And there's, like, like an emoticon kind of Real Housewives app. I feel like Erica, this entire episode, we could, like, pick out her phrases that will be in that app from this episode. Like, I don't know nothing about margaritas. I don't know nothing about being skinny.
Yes.
The one thing I will say is I wish she said that to Bethany's face.
Yeah.
I do hold the Housewives accountable for stuff that they say in the interviews and then not to Bill's face. Because it's like, I can sit here and say anything I want to, like, Barbara Walters because she's not in the room. But if Barbara Walters was over here, I probably wouldn't be as feisty. You know what I mean?
But so I don't think she ever got mad. Like, there was no reason for her to, like, get nasty to Bethany's face because she never got mad about it because she stays that cool as a cucumber. Yeah. I think she's used to the hate. She's used to people coming for her, and she's like, doesn't bother me.
She's answered all those questions before, you know, like, at least, and then we'll transition into Lisa Vanderpump talking about her, like, you know, asking about the marriage and if he's, like, you know, a young and spry 70-something-year-old And even she just says that she's like, you know what? She thinks she's like a self-appointed head bitch in charge, basically. And, you know, she wants to be in control and she's jealous. So
I loved that. She has got Lisa's number. I feel like we've been like, mean girl. Why is she so mean this year? Why is she, you know, it's amped up from before. And she really just pin the nail. What do you call it?
Not nail, the nail, nail in the
hammer.
Head.
Nail
it? Whatever. Pin the tail on the donkey.
Hit the nail
on the
head, yeah.
Hit the nail on the head with that.
Yeah.
She just said it so succinctly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lisa Vanderpump demonstrated more poor behavior when Eileen wanted to sit down with her. Eileen felt strongly enough to want to have a conversation about just the constant questions about her marriage. And, it all gets turned around on Eileen once again.
Well, because this is just more LVP being like, I know all, and I know that you shouldn't have been upset about this. And so Lisa is sort of setting that threshold for Eileen and saying, well, that's not something that you should have been upset about, so I'm not really going to apologize well or at all. I do love to hear Lisa Vanderpump apology, though, because she does try to pull it out a little bit. She'll take the smallest thing like, oh, I'm sorry that you felt uncomfortable with my questions.
Yes.
Or I'm sorry that you had a problem with it. You know, it's like, how's she going to turn it around?
Yeah.
Always does.
She laughed halfway through this one because I made note of that.
Mm.
She's like, well, I'm sorry that... Couldn't even finish the sentence. And then she tells her, you don't... Oh, whatever. I can't even read my notes. But she does say to her, there wasn't any air to clear.
Mm-hmm.
And does the whole, like, sitting back with the dart eyes. Like, Lisa, you are out of control. You never apologize. Ah!
Totally dismissive of her. And Eileen saying, yeah, you're right. I should have just said I'm not comfortable. Eileen, stand up and say, you owe me an apology. You made me uncomfortable.
Well, the only thing she did apologize was just for asking too many questions. So in her defense, she did say that. But she didn't say, like, you know, sorry for making you feel uncomfortable. Or, you know, I did go too far, Eileen. Like, you know, like, all right, I understand that's, like, private life. Because they did say, like, that's, like, of a private conversation with you. At least acknowledge that if you really wanted to really know something about someone.
Mm-hmm.
But then she also made a comment. I don't know if you caught this, but she said, like, oh, well, you know, I mean, it was just us. It was like a one-on-one. But it was a camera crew with mics.
Yeah, and like a 30-person dinner party.
Yeah. So what was the one-on-one about that, my friend? I don't know.
She's so sly. She's so calculated. It is amazing to me how evil she is.
You know, I think it's a lot to have to go.
I mean, are you not amazed? Like, that is the most private stuff about Eileen's life. Mm-hmm. And she put it out there on camera.
Yeah.
On purpose.
I wouldn't want to have to, like, have, like, a convo with Lisa Vanderpump. Because I feel like she would be, like that. Like, something heavy. Like, because I feel like she's kind of intimidating in a way. The way she just... The way they kind of just left it, looking at each other. Like, you know that Lisa Vanderpump wasn't going to be the first to, like, get up or to end the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
She just watched, and she probably waited on Eileen to wrap things up.
Well, I mean, you saw when we were at the red carpet, like, she intimidated me. Like, she just wants to intimidate everyone around her to be like, I'm the head bitch, FYI.
Maybe that's just her makeup. Maybe she's just, I don't want to call her names, but that's her makeup, like a cold English woman, perhaps. You know, maybe that's just her makeup.
But if she's really trying to get to know Eileen, she should phrase her comments and her questions a little differently. And why didn't she ask her these questions last year? They didn't get to know each other last year. She didn't talk to her last year about how'd you meet your husband, all of this.
Yeah.
This is, like, a little late for this.
For some reason, they're showing us a different side of Lisa this season. I feel that she's probably always been making these comments. We've seen them here and there a little bit. But I think they're just letting us have a lot more of it than we've gotten in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that is. I don't know what they're setting us up for. I don't know why they want us to turn on LVP. But it just seemed to be kind of widespreadly working. I kind of see what the fans are saying on social media and stuff. And I'm dying to know why. What's going to happen later in the season that they want to set Lisa up in this way to us?
Good point.
Very good point.
Well, shall we turn towards some news and gossip?
Yeah. AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, I've got a couple stories to share with you all. Now, it was a big birthday week in Beverly Hills. Both Kim Richards and Yolanda celebrated their birthdays. Yolanda's kids reached out to her on social media. It was really cute. But, of course, we more want to know. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It wasn't Kim's birthday. It was Kyle's birthday.
Oh,
you almost heard me. Kyle and Yolanda celebrated birthdays this week. But we more want to know, did Kim wish Kyle a happy birthday? Did Kathy wish Kyle a happy birthday? Well, Kim did on social media. Kathy did not. Surprise, surprise. And neither were at Kyle's birthday dinner, which was very public in Beverly Hills. Kris Jenner was there and apparently is trying to create peace between the Hilton sisters. So, good luck with that, I guess. And we talked a little bit about Brandy tonight. She keeps popping up a tiny bit in the news. She actually had quite an accident on one of those hoverboards. She's one of several celebrities to take a spill on these things since Christmas time. She will have, she has a hairline fracture in her arm and had to get 6 stitches after falling off of one of these things. She's a bit accident prone. And I know we kind of ripped her for always being like drunk and on the pills. Yeah. So that just makes me more suspicious about her.
She's so tall. That's a lot to fall. Like, it's awful. Oh, you know, she's so tall. It's like, whoa. Mm-hmm. You know, not in a mean way. I'm just saying she's tall, guys.
Yeah, and she's one of like 5 celebrities that have had major accidents on these things. Yeah. That's what they give them all away free to the celebs, and now they're getting major bad PR. But we talked a little bit about Yolanda, and we have been majorly keeping you guys in the loop about her divorce. She has finally actually officially filed for divorce, cited, of course, irreconcilable differences. We now know the couple had a prenuptial agreement, so that she would think would make this settlement stuff easier, but it has already been going on for quite a while. She did file that she wants spousal support. And this is, of course, the dissolution of her second marriage and David's 4th. So if he's paying spousal support to 4 women, I don't know, wonder they had to sell that Malibu pad, right? Mm-hmm. Lisa Rinna claims to be in development on a talk show. You guys, apparently there's a show that will be replacing the Meredith Vieira show, and it's like a panel. Lisa said she tested with a bunch of other celebrities, and she may have spoke too soon. She talked about this on Heather Dubrow's podcast last week, actually, and NBC is now saying nothing is greenlit, nothing is in production, like, slow your roll, we're not commenting on this, there's nothing to comment on so far. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep you posted about that, and just one kind of a fun little thing. You guys may have seen this pop up in the news when it actually happened, but at the white party that we saw the ladies attend last week, Farrah Abraham from Teen Mom tried to go to that party. She went to the red carpet, she claimed she was invited, and was kicked out of the party. We knew about it when it happened, and they actually showed it on the episode of Teen Mom that aired last week as well. So I just wanted to mention that to you guys. And Lisa Vanderpump talked about it this week, and she said it was not her responsibility for kicking Farrah Abraham out. She doesn't know who Farrah is, and she doesn't really care, but she did not have her kicked out of the party. Interesting. So just kind of a fun little juicy tidbit. I love when reality TV collides.
Crossovers. Yeah. Well, I got a little tip from Buy Wig on YouTube.
Yes.
He let me know that you sent me the link and everything, that Brandy, might as well throw her into the mix here with the news, she reached out to Leanne and said, look, please stop posting photos with my children over the holidays. It's just hard for me to see over the winter, like, you know, family. She said it was like Christmas, family, holidays, something like that.
Publicly, she said that to Leanne? Mm-hmm. Like on Twitter?
She said it on someone's podcast, on Howard Stern, I think.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was on her own, but yeah, on a podcast. Yeah, she said, everyone says it was like very genuine. Like, she said, like, please stop. Like, it's just too much, like, during the, like, you know, the holiday time. And, of course, the country music star continues to do so.
I saw the photo that she was kind of speaking about, and it's Leanne, Eddie, and the boys in ugly sweaters, and they sent it out as, like, their Christmas card, and she put it on social media. I would not be happy.
Yeah. Well, and it's probably more about the lost time that Brandy can't sit at Christmas Day or Christmas Eve or whatever day it was that she didn't have her children there. And I guess I understand that too.
But then Eddie, go ahead.
I just feel like she's been picking a bone with Leanne publicly for years, saying, stop calling them my boys because they're not your boys. They're my children. So I know that that's been ongoing.
And didn't Eddie come back and say she's a liar? We split it 50-50 and she had them on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Yeah. So I don't know what she's talking about.
Oh, boy.
It'll never end.
I can't believe Eddie and Leanne are still together.
Me either.
That's how I thought that whole thing would dissolute.
Eddie's probably on to his next 20-year-old girl.
His next future reality star.
20-year-old girl that doesn't have a smartphone.
And lastly, at a bold cup of Drew tweeted me, letting me know that the Playboy Mansion is for sale, and the Hilton Group and the agency are listing this property.
Wait, together?
Dude, I joint listing. Read that story, and that did not occur to me. So this is Mauricio's, the agency, and Hilton's. Yeah.
Maybe this will finally bring the family back together.
Maybe Kris Jenner got them to do it.
I don't think anyone's buying that house with that old man behind the door.
Well, actually, whoever buys it will have to wait to move in until Hef kicks a bucket. Because that will be in the contract. He has what, a lifetime estate or whatever.
I heard that. Yeah. I also read that it's worth more as a teardown. That the property, that it would just be a teardown.
Yeah, it's on the market for $200 million, and they don't think that they'll get more than maybe $90 million for it because it is a teardown. But, you know, Hef thinks that it's like the White House of Beverly Hills. So
Homely Hills,
he's trying. Yes. They're trying. Wait, where is Crystal going to live?
What number is
she
this
one? She don't care.
What number?
Oh, I don't even know.
She don't care.
4, 3, 4.
She's no Erica who really loves her husband. Mm-hmm.
It's
no.
funny. It's funny they're waiting on him to go, but not her. It's their home. It's their home.
Right, right, yeah, right.
I don't care about her.
Bye,
interesting. Yes.
Well, we shall see if Mauricio or Rick sell it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look forward and predict what's coming up next week.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I saw that Eileen has a little bit of a breakdown, and I didn't see LVP in the room. Did you see her at all? Was she there?
They showed her reaction of her just kind of sitting back, not consoling Eileen.
Oh, good detective work.
Can I predict what Eileen's talking about there?
Please. Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's been talk now about her marriage and how it all started, and I'm wondering if she's going to be telling some sort of story about when it first happened, maybe... Vincent's wife, or she talks about having the police called twice. And that's the only thing I can think of in the current conversation. What the ladies have been talking about is that maybe it has something to do with the dissolution of her marriage and when that happened, which was almost 15 years ago now. Maybe that's what she's talking about.
Oh. I'm going to say it has nothing to do with the marriage, but just the way the promo was cut and the current conversation that had been going on, we think it's that. I'm going to say it's something like, I have a stalker, me of all people. Something like that.
Oh, maybe.
Could be possible. You know, some soap fans do take it a little too far.
You would know. Our man behind the scenes.
Maybe it has something to do with their son. Maybe he got, I don't know.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Got in trouble. I don't know.
There you go.
And then next week, what number episode is next week? Is it 8 or 9?
Next week will be number 8.
Oh, 8. Okay, so we're 8 episodes in, and we're being introduced to this new Catherine. And then O.J. Simpson comes up. It's like, what?
One of my morbid obsessions, aside from the JFK assassination, is the O.J. Simpson trial. So tweet me if you're also obsessed. And I don't know what her name should be familiar to me, but it's not. So I want to know where she fits in. I have to research it.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I wonder if she'll be portrayed on American Crime Story along
I can't
with
wait.
Faye Resnick.
I'm dying for that to start. February 2nd.
Well, I want to give a quick shout-out before we head out of here to all of you that have tweeted me about The Real Housewives of Cheshire. I mentioned it last week, and thank you. Even at Lois Elfman messaged
me all
of her opinions, and she just couldn't take to it. Don't kill yourself over it. It's just such nonsense. I love hearing from you about The Real Housewives. I even got that stupid Magali to tweet me, so I love them, and I love talking to all of you about Beverly Hills, Orange County, all these crazy ladies, so keep it up. You can tweet me on Twitter at Grants_Rants and check me and my grandmother out on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. Where can we find you guys?
Oh, well, I love talking to Granny tonight. I'm going to be hitting her up for sure. But you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Christy Reports. I also have some juicy interviews at ChristyReports.com. Check it out.
And you guys can find me, Megan Stecker, on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram. It's all at Megan Stecker. That is, of course, spelled M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R. And if you haven't yet, check out my interview with Rich Wilkerson Jr. He's the pastor, the hot pastor, who looks like Leonardo DiCaprio, who married Kim and Kanye, and he was spilling all his celebrity stuff about them and Justin Bieber with me. So check that out on AfterBuzz's YouTube and iTunes.
Listen to it. It's amazing. I loved it. This is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I have my first novel being released in a few short months, the story of a single 29-year-old Manhattan lawyer who is guided in her dreams by her dead Italian grandparents. Follow me for release information. It's called Better in the Morning.
Yes, and E's Total Divas premieres in 1 week from today. I can't wait. Me and Megan will be on the after show panel. We will be recording right before this show, so we hope you tune in an hour earlier and check that out as well.
Yay!
That's great. Woo-hoo. So much to look forward to, and we'll be back for much, much more here at AfterBuzz TV next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.